Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Brandon Nemers, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Knoxville. In this episode, we talked about his department this summer. Brandon, what's going on right now at the Knoxville Recreation Center?
Yeah, well, Perry, thanks for having me. We always have something going on here, parks and recreation-wise. Currently, we're still kind of in the middle of summer here, enjoying all the open swim times and all the kids coming and using the facility. We're kind of gearing up a little bit here for our fall program registration, which is open right now for fall swimming lessons. We've got our fall soccer program and flag football. So, yeah, there's always something going on. We're always working ahead and trying to keep things going.
Okay. You have a special program here going on currently with the Eagle Scouts. Can you tell us some background about that?
Yeah, so very, very good community collaboration here between a couple of local young boys here that were working towards their Eagle Scout status and Rotary of Knoxville and the City of Knoxville here. So we all kind of came together here, and it all aligned for us to put some benches and trash cans in on Compentine Trail. So Rotary was able to write the grant. City of Knoxville staff, park staff, as well as Jensen and Joseph Finnegan and their mom and dad, Tim and Sarah, and a couple of Boy Scout parents helped us get those installed. The Finnegan boys were awesome through this process. I kept telling them they were the brains behind it. I had them figure up the concrete. They built the forms. They leveled off the ground. They planned for the concrete. They planned for locates. We all worked together here and made all this happen. So good group effort, something for the community to be proud of. If you haven't seen those benches out there as listeners here, I encourage you to go out there and check those out. Nice places to kind of take a rest as you're walking along Compentine Trail.
That'd be a nice enhancement for the trail. And how long is the trail?
So with our new addition here that we finished up a little while back, you can get roughly 2 miles. Now, part of it is out right now due to the middle school construction, but once that's back in, we'll have a full route there. But the two benches are on the newer part. One is just off of Roach Street, and then one is off of Fifth Street. So that is one thing that we had heard quite a bit when the trail, the new section opened, was, have you ever thought of benches? Well, absolutely, we thought of benches. We're waiting for supplies to actually get them and just waiting for the right time here to get those in. So yeah, very thankful to the Rotary Club, the Finnegan family and their group there with the Boy Scouts and those two boys going for their Eagle Scout project. It's quite the accomplishment for them. Don't quote me on the percentage, but I know a lot of people that try for that, they don't succeed. And the boys have one more hurdle. I believe it's their final review with the board, and then they are considered Eagle Scouts. So good family, good group effort, and something to be proud of.
It takes a lot of work to become an Eagle Scout, and that's the ultimate for scouting.
Yes, yep. Those boys have worked really hard. They had their uniform on when we had some pictures taken the other day, and I was checking out their badges. There's a lot of hours into that. So definitely a lot of dedication, a lot of volunteering. You really got to work at it to achieve it.
And there's a lot of fine characteristics with being a Boy Scout and a lot of what they have to live up to.
Yeah, they were telling me all the stuff. It's pretty impressive. Like I said, the percentage is very low of people that get to that point that are eligible that actually succeed. So yeah, very, very proud of them. Something to be proud of. They're good kids. It was a good experience for everyone.
Okay, now I know that Knoxville Recreation Center has a wide variety of programs that are going on continuously. And what are some of those events that are going on?
Yeah, so all year round, we have fitness classes that you're able to jump into at any time. They're included with your daily mission or a membership, so you don't have to sign up for those classes in advance. We always have open swim times. The cardio room's open, the weight room's open, the gym's open. So all year round, we're here to serve, Knoxville and surrounding Marion County. So we're excited to be able to offer those types of opportunities for the area.
So virtually it's anything from like swimming to yoga and stuff like that.
Absolutely. We have cycling classes. We have yoga classes. We have classes in the water a little bit more this time of year. But yeah, there's a really good variety. And then just with our equipment, the treadmills and weight room, there's a lot of opportunities to something for everyone.
Okay, Brandon, why should people join the Knoxville Recreation Center? What are some of the benefits?
Well, I mean, you know, you look at your overall well-being. I mean, it's good for your mental well-being, your physical well-being. I mean, you need to have kind of a good variety there, good balance to succeed in life and to continue going. We have a lady that is going to turn 100 here in the middle of August, and she's been coming to water classes, I believe, since this facility was opened in 1986. She is still going at 100. She drives herself here. She is something. She has got some secrets, and I've been trying to get them out of her. But she comes faithfully, and that's kind of part of her overall secret, I guess, is the continued activity. So
okay. So basically, how young can you be to join?
Well, we have swimming lessons for 1-year-olds, and like I said, if we're going to go on the range here, you know, we can give you examples of 1-year-olds that are using the facility and all the way up to 100. So we have something for all ages, and we pride ourselves on having a variety of offerings.
And you have a nice sized staff that helps take care of everybody, right?
Yeah, we've got great staff. They obviously make this facility go around. Everybody from our cleaning staff to our lifeguards to our front desk staff. I mean, full-time staff. It takes all of us to make this facility operate. Being open 96 hours a week does take a lot of effort and coordination. So a big shout out to all the staff here that to make things happen.
Thanks to Brandon Nemers for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section of KNIAKROS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.